We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Or 1:30, either way. Daily Mock, we do it every day. It's a week away, Hugh. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You don't sound ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready for whatever they draft. I'm excited. Like, unlike other people, I get excited about football, like, all the time, even though I ain't played about 20 years.
You mean unlike Jalen Hurts?
I ain't saying nobody's names. Listen, I'm not that guy, man. I'm not about to be just picking on folks because, you know, they're, you know.
Well, if we're talking about getting excited about football.
I'm just saying that like, other people are not excited about the game football like I do.
Yeah, right? Like Jalen Hurts.
I'm just saying. I didn't say his name. You said his name.
Here's how excited I am. I'm coming here Monday with an actual big board. I'm going to put it on remember the old board just to do like projects on in school? I'm going to write the names down. I'm coming in here Monday with my 10-name big board.
Still getting towards the last 3 days being our mocks, right?
Yes, we're going to do our mocks. Yep. I'm going to have my big board, so you'll kind of know where my mock's going to go based on how I have my big board stacked. I'm giving away right now Cooper DeJean's at the top of my big board, so just get ready for that on Monday. So
no, I'm okay with that.
Who's the top of your big board?
Number one on your big board?
Well, like I would probably say a corner.
Who I want at 22, not like the prospects in the draft.
A corner that can actually play.
I like how it's just vague. You know,
yeah,
what?
Because, like,
this draft is for you.
No, you know what's funny? Every year in the draft, there's always somebody that sneaks into the number one spot or the top 10, or excuse me, the first round that nobody mocks.
Every year.
To be in the first round.
And there's someone that's we'll see in all these mocks, and they'll be available in the middle of the second round.
Yeah, somebody's going to be, oh, my God. Remember when Geno Smith – was out there and they projected him to go in the first round.
You know who's a big Geno Smith guy?
Who's that?
Ike
was.
Ike pounded the table for Geno. And you know what? It took 10 years, but he turned into a decent quarterback. That was one you had to wait on a little bit, though.
Like 10 years?
Yeah, it took a decade. Sometimes the best takes, you got to let him marinate.
You never know. Yeah, you just never
all
know.
All right, let's get to today's mock. We're going to CBS Sports. This is a wild one. One I think we're going to be excited about when it comes to the Eagles, but just the top 10, you mentioned a surprise. Well, this one has it. All right, number one overall. Caleb Williams, quarterback USC to the Chicago Bears. Number two, Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU to the Washington Commanders. Drake May, quarterback from North Carolina, goes to the Patriots at number three. At number four, the Cardinals. A lot of people assume they're going to trade out. They keep the pick and take Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State. At number five, we have the Vikings coming up, trading with Jim Harbaugh to get Jim Harbaugh's college quarterback. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy from Michigan, goes to the Vikings at number five. Or the Giants land Malik Nabers at six. Joe Alt, the offensive tackle, to the Titans at seven. But how about this one, Hugh? With the number eight pick in this mock draft, the Atlanta Falcons, who just gave, what, $140, $160
million? He got paid. He got
Kirk
a lot
Cousins.
Of bread.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, out of the University of Washington. So they sign Cousins and draft Penix at eight.
For the future. Give him a chance to, part of the problem I feel like with a lot of these young quarterbacks is they don't have the time to develop. They're like thrown into the mix almost right away. So I don't have a problem with them taking him that high. But I can tell you who will have a problem with it. Atlanta Falcons fans, they're not going to be happy about that.
So, all right, I get this. And this works super well for the Packers, right? They drafted Jordan Love. He sat, and now he looks like he's going to be a star quarterback. The only issue with my perspective on this is Penix is a little older than most prospects. He'll be 24 in a couple weeks. That means if Cousins played 2 or 3 years.
But damn near 30.
I know.
Damn near 30.
Before you even know if he could play or not. That's weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird when you think about it like that, Joe, because it's not like you got a young quarterback. You got one that's going to be damn near senior citizenship when he gets ready to get out there.
Right, and like, now Hurts was the opposite. Hurts, I believe he was 20 years old when he was drafted, so, you know, he came in really young. But that's an interesting one. All right, let's go through this to the Eagles. We don't have to go far. In this mock draft, we have the Eagles trading up from 22 to 16. They make a deal with the Seattle Seahawks. Now, it doesn't say what they give up, but a lot of these deals we've seen.
Man, they got to give up a lot.
Yeah, I think one of those second-round picks would have to be part of this. So let's just say the Eagles give up one of their second-round picks, move up with Seattle. And in this draft, they draft a guy that we've heard his name a bunch through this process. Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback out of Toledo. And the idea is maybe Jacksonville really wants this guy at 17. So Howie trades up Hugh over Doug Peterson to get the corner he wants at number 16. What do you think? A trade up? Would you be good with them trading one of their two twos to move up to get a corner in the top 20?
If they feel that strongly about him, yeah, man. You're talking about six foot tall, 200 pounds, about 200 pounds. He's a guy that I look at that's going to come in and play immediately. Has to if you're moving all the way up there for him. I kind of look at him like a Sauce Gardner type. And what I mean by that is a guy that's going to come in and he's going to be a plug-and-play player. And I think that there's been discussions about the Eagles going out and getting plug-and-play players. So he would definitely be a plug-and-play guy.
I have a question, and maybe I'm asking the right person, maybe I'm asking the wrong person. I think I'm asking an appropriate person now. Do you have any concern? And I understand where you played college football. Do you have any concern
about being playing at Toledo,
well,
being a Rocket?
Not that it's not I'm not trying to knock the program, but how many NFL wide receiver prospects do you think he faced week to week? Probably like,
not a whole lot.
Not many.
Not a whole lot, but you can say that about Sauce Gardner. Even though Cincinnati's program is a much better program
right,
than it has
they,
been.
Didn't
in
they
the past.
Play in the playoff the year he got drafted? I think they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so
and
he held his own. I mean, we can go look. Maybe Toledo played a big program and we could kind of look at some. But I just wonder how many guys he played that will actually play receiver in the league.
I will tell you this. Like, I was always told, like, I heard this a lot when I was coming out. The reason why I was picked in the first round is because I dominated at the level that I played at. That's what I was told. And I would assume that if you're moving all the way up to get Quinyon Mitchell, then they feel the same way about him. You know, that he was out there and he was a man among boys as far as that's concerned. So, yeah, I think that when you look at him like that, that's what most scouts would see.
I mean, obviously the NFL has determined he could play at this level because everyone thinks he's a top 20 or top 25 pick.
Yeah.
I think about that, right? Like he.
No, I mean, and that's fair. Like, Joe, that's fair. Because when I tell you, I was telling Ike and Spike a story about, you know, my attitude problems when I came to New York. I remember when I got there and we were going through one-on-ones and one of the offensive linemen that went to one of the big schools, I think he went to Cal or something. I know USC was I forgot his name. But Matt Willick. Was it Matt Willick? I think that's his name. But Matt went to USC. Matt's been he was a big star in movies and all this other stuff. And Matt tried to do me in practice one day. Like he tried to violate me. And we got into a tete-a-tete because I wanted them to know flat out that, you know, I'm not the guy. You know, because you like coming in from a smaller school and not going to a big time program and stuff like that, you do kind of come in with that chip on your shoulder because you've heard that quite a bit. You've heard that quite a bit.
And you wonder, like, can he do it? Now, we'll see. And if the Eagles take him, it'll certainly be something we think about. I mean, it worked out for you, obviously. You made it in the NFL despite being a small school. And plenty of guys have. It just stands out to me, the receivers
you
made.
No, you're not the only one. It stands out to a lot of
people. I did find this. So this past year they played Illinois, but I don't think they have any big receiver prospects. Last year they did play Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying it's Quinyon Mitchell's fault. His program's not as good as Ohio State.
Yeah, they got probably.
They got dragged. Yeah. They gave 77 points. Doesn't mean he can't play.
I'm probably sure that he matched up
with Marvin Harrison.
And yeah. he held his own.
You know what? I bet teams looked at that tape.
Oh no, they
strongly
everybody watched that tape.
Yeah,
everybody watched that tape.
Well, and if he held his own or he was decent, well, that'd boost him up. I mean,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
all right, let's.
Marvin Harrison Jr. was giving work to everybody.
Yeah, well, he's probably will in the NFL as well. All right, 215-592.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.